1 Kings chapter 20. And Ben-Hadad, king of Aramea, assembled all his forces, and there were 32 kings with him, and cavalry, and a chariot fleet. And he went up and besieged Samaria, and waged war against it. And he sent messengers to Ahab, king of Israel, to the city. And he said to him, "This is what Ben-Hadad says, your silver and your gold are mine, and your wives and your fair sons are mine." At this the king of Israel replied and said, "As you say, my lord the king, I and everything I have are yours." Then the messengers came again and said, "This is what Ben-Hadad says, although I sent messengers to you to say, 'You shall give me your silver and your gold, and your wives and your sons,' nevertheless, at this time tomorrow, I will send my servants to you, and they will search your house and the houses of your servants, and they will lay their hands on every object of yours that is pleasing to the eye and take it away." Then the king of Israel called for all the elders of the land and said, "Kindly be aware and observe how this man is seeking a pretext for aggression, for he has sent to me for my wives and my sons and my silver and my gold, and I did not withhold them from him." Then all the elders and all the people said to him, "Do not heed him and do not comply." So he said to Ben-Hadad's messengers, "Say to my lord the king, I will do everything that you charged your servant to do the first time, but I cannot do this thing." Then the messengers departed and reported back to him. Then Ben-Hadad sent word to him and said, "May the gods do this to me, and add more, if the dust of Samaria is sufficient for all the people following in my footsteps to have a handful of it." At this the king of Israel replied and said, "Say, don't let him who girds himself boast like him who ungirds himself." And it came to pass, when he heard these words, while he was drinking, he and the kings in the outhouses, that he said to his servants, "Fall into rank." So they fell into rank against the city. Now it so happened that a certain prophet approached Ahab, king of Israel, and said, "This is what the Lord says. Have you seen all this large mass of people? I am about to deliver them into your hand today, and you will know that I am the Lord." Then Ahab said, "By means of whom?" And he said, "This is what the Lord says, by means of the youths serving the governors of the provinces." Then he said, "Who will start the war?" And he said, "You will." Then he counted the youths serving the governors of the provinces. And there were 232 of them. And after them he counted all the people, all the sons of Israel, and it came to 7,000. Then they went out at noon, while Ben-Hadad was drinking himself drunk in the outhouses, he and the kings, 32 kings helping him. So the youths serving the governors of the provinces went out first, and Ben-Hadad sent scouts, and they reported back to him and said, "Some men have come out from Samaria." And he said, "If they have come out for peace, take them alive, or if they have come out for war, take them alive." So these youths, serving the governors of the provinces, went out of the city with the army which was behind them. And each man struck down his opposite man, and the Arameans fled, and Israel pursued them, but Ben-Hadad, king of Aramea, escaped on a horse with horsemen. And the king of Israel went out and attacked the cavalry and the chariot fleet, and he dealt Aramea a severe blow. Then the prophet approached the king of Israel and said to him, "Go and be encouraged, but be wary and watch out with what you do, for in the new year the king of Aramea will come up against you." And the servants of the king of Aramea said to him, "Their God is a God of the hills, which is why they were stronger than us. But if we fight them on the plain, we will certainly be stronger than them. And do this thing, remove each king from his position and appoint governors in their place. And recruit an army for yourself, like the army which fell away from you, with a horse for a horse and a chariot for a chariot, and let us fight them on the plain, and we will certainly be stronger than them." And he heeded their proposal and did so. And it came to pass at the new year that Ben-Hadad mobilized the Arameans, and he went up to Aphek for the war with Israel. And the sons of Israel were mobilized and given supplies, and they went to confront them, and the sons of Israel encamped opposite them, like two little flocks of goats, whereas the Arameans filled the land. Then the man of God approached, and spoke to the king of Israel, and said, "This is what the Lord says. Since the Arameans have said, 'The Lord is a God of the hills, and he is not a God of the valleys,' I will deliver all this large mass of people into your hand, and you will know that I am the Lord." And they encamped opposite each other for 7 days. Then it came to pass on the 7th day that the war broke out, and the sons of Israel struck the Arameans down, 100,000 foot soldiers in 1 day. And the remainder fled to Aphek, to the city, and the wall fell on the remaining 27,000 men. And Ben-Hadad fled, and he went to the city in an inner room. And his servant said to him, "Look now, we have heard that the kings of the house of Israel are merciful kings. So let's put sackcloth round our waist and cords on our head and go out to the king of Israel. Perhaps he will let you live." So they girded themselves with sackcloth around their waist and cords on their heads, and they went to the king of Israel and said, "Your servant Ben-Hadad says, 'Please let me live.'" And he said, "Is he still alive? He is my brother." At this the men were enchanted and were quick to confirm what was asked about him. And they said, "Your brother Ben-Hadad is alive." And Ahab said, "Go and fetch him." Then Ben-Hadad came out to him, and Ahab had him go up into the chariot. Then Ben-Hadad said to him, "I will restore to you the cities which my father captured from your father, and you will be able to establish suburbs for yourself in Damascus, as my father did in Samaria." Then Ahab said, "I will send you off with a covenant." And he made a covenant with him and sent him off. Then a certain man from the sons of the prophets said to a colleague of his by the word of the Lord, "Please strike me." But the man refused to strike him. Then he said to him, "Since you have not heeded the voice of the Lord, it will transpire that when you depart from me, a lion will strike you." And when he left his company, a lion found him and struck him. Subsequently, he found another man, and he said, "Please strike me." And the man struck him and wounded him in the process. Then the prophet departed and stood in the street waiting for the king, having disguised himself with a headband around his eyes. And it came to pass, as the king was passing by, that he shouted out to the king and said, "Your servant went out to the heart of the battle." And it so happened that a man turned aside and brought a man to me and said, "Guard this man. If he in any way goes missing, then your life will be forfeited for his life, or else you will weigh me out a talent of silver." And the way things went, your servant was busy here and there, and the captive was gone. Then the king of Israel said to him, "Your sentence will be as you yourself have specified." Then he quickly removed the headband from his eyes, and the king of Israel recognized him, for he was one of the prophets. And he said to him, "This is what the Lord says. Since you let the man go out of your hand, whom I had condemned, your life will be forfeited for his life, and your people for his people." Then the king of Israel went to his house, sullen and resentful, and he went to Samaria.